Rooster Teeth production.
To the only podcast that recently discovered Delta 9. It's the RT Podcast.
Hey, is that, will that fly? Who cares? I'm in Griff's glasses. I'm Andrew Rosas.
Yeah, give it up for liberal arts Harry Potter, Andrew Rosas. And with us we have...
All those ads you get for gummies on Instagram.
Wait, you get ads for gummies?
I get four kinds of ads on Instagram.
What are they?
One I will not say.
Why?
It's too much.
Is it dangerous or sexual?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh.
Two.
Yes.
It's two. Autoerotic
is like these
kid.
Weird like manga websites where it's just like the most like weirdest like stories. It'll be like, "Hi, I'm Caitlin, and I've stolen every boyfriend my ugly friend has ever had." And I'm like, why do I keep getting ads like this as I like scroll through to see what the story is?
I don't like ads about websites because that feels like, I feel like I've discovered every website that I'd need to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I got Spotify, Facebook, and Pornhub. I don't really need anything past that in
also,
websites.
All of the, well, two of those are fucking apps. They're not even websites anymore. Yeah. Two of them are apps. One of, man, like I feel like, I try to think about actual websites I go to. I can't even think of ones I go to.
Mm-mm.
I type in into a URL.
Like if I'm trying to buy a nice shirt, that's the only time.
Yeah, I'll go to a shop's website.
Yeah.
Like that's almost entirely for commerce.
What's happening with you is that somebody made a website, a brand new one, bought a domain and everything, and then they went, people got to see this. People got to see this right fucking now. And then they take out an ad and it hits your ass. Okay, so you got dangerous sexual. Mm. You got manga websites.
Mm-hmm. And then I have somehow legal gummy.
Okay.
And then the last one is like X plus AI. So it'll be like, oh, you want to take better pictures on your camera? Use this AI tool. Oh, do you want to write better emails? Use this AI tool. Oh, you want to come up with creative? Use this AI tool. And I'm like, I don't like that.
I can't wait till I get replaced by an AI tool.
I'm laughing at... It's nothing related to anything show.
What are you laughing at?
I was laughing at when we were watching Cruising.
Two weeks ago.
Sorry. It's unrepeatable. It can't even be said on the show.
This is the second time that on a podcast that Griff and I have talked about watching Cruising with you.
Yeah. I know.
We talked about the Cruising hanky code the other day on Cult Podcast because it's...
God.
If you're unfamiliar, Cruising is a movie that Al Pacino decided to do after The Godfathers.
After!
Like 4 years after, and it is about... Al Pacino playing a beat cop who's asked to go undercover to catch a gay serial killer. And if you're asking a serial killer of gays or a gay who serial kills,
yes.
Anyway,
The
entire A-plot of the movie is that Al Pacino does not do anything to help catch the criminal.
He only makes wrong decisions and mostly focuses on learning like gay lingo and culture and slang.
Yeah, most of the movie is Al Pacino trying to convince himself to be gay.
Yeah,
it's him doing an anthropology. It's him studying abroad, basically.
And studying a man.
Yeah, I was studying a few, I was just studying some men.
Hey. But yeah, it's like him doing like an anthropological study. Meanwhile, killer continues unabated. Just absolutely like mowing through dudes in a bad way.
That's the one of the bars he went to.
Yeah. Also, all of the bars sound like murder scenes. There's like the meat hook.
Which had a bunch of meat hooks hanging outside.
Just outside.
The cockpit.
The cockpit.
My favorite one.
The chalk outline of the gay deceased. That one was weirdly
specific.
That
one was weird, yeah.
Yeah. The entire B plot of this movie is the cops actually catching the serial killer and Al Pacino trying to become gay. And it is the most insane shit I've ever seen in my entire life.
The bar called, "Is this your son?" And the neon sign is lifting a blanket.
That's the balcony cover that they have. It's one big bed lifting up.
Oh God! It's a corner lifting a fucking cover.
Stupid.
Oh my Jesus. Oh, it's awful.
Why did we do this?
Anyway, worth a watch. Funny movie. There's a scene, maybe the best scene in the movie, is where Al Pacino does poppers for the. He doesn't even do poppers. He like huffs ether? A rag. He like huffs a rag of ether, and then like goes Super Saiyan at bad dancing. Like he just starts dancing,
doing that.
Really
yeah,
it's fucking really hard. Weird. It's insane. It's an insane, insane movie.
I'll always watch that again.
Let's watch it. We need to.
Absolutely, we should watch it right now. Can we put it on one of the monitors?
Yeah.
Thank you. One of my favorite scenes from the movie is when Al Pacino's character, whose name I cannot remember, so I continuously just call Al Pacino.
Yeah, of course.
Al Pacino is learning about hanky code because he goes into a liquor store and goes, "What are these flags?" And they're like, "Well, the yellow one means you piss on people, but if you put it in this pocket, it means you get pissed on. This one means you want a blowjob. This one says you give a blowjob." It was like Willy Wonka, but for things that could happen to your penis.
An everlasting knob slobber.
Yeah, there you go. There we go. There we go. Oh, and it's off the rim. An absolute buzzer beater.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, why go on? Give me a gun. That was it. That was it for me.
Fly us in a gun, please.
Fly in a gun.
Oh.
This is a fantastic movie. I love when movies are just the weirdest shit you've ever seen before.
Yeah.
Because I feel like most of Cruising, I don't want to presume anything about the person who made it, which, by the way, also made The Exorcist, right?
Yeah.
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 Weird. The Exorcist and then this movie. Anyway, a lot of Cruising felt like somebody hearing about a story about a gay person and going, "They do what?" And then writing a movie about it.
There was a time in Hollywood, and I wish we could get back to this. We probably never will. There was a time in Hollywood where movies were made of cocaine. And everyone involved from like a PA up to the executive was essentially a snowman. They were so fucking gacked out of their minds. And that's how like the craziest movies like came to be. And that just like doesn't happen anymore. They're drinking green juice out there anymore. They need to start doing way more
drugs.
And like, but like bad blow. Like it's bad. It's like cut with baby powder. It's so stepped on. But they need to start doing that shit again to get the, so we get to see movies like fucking Cruising, absolutely one of those movies.
More stepped on, less 10,000 steps.
Yeah. That is correct.
I need my filmmakers to be wildly unhealthy.
Yes.
To be
and
35
not
looking
Blackwell.
Like 60.
Exactly. Yeah. More fucking Kid Stays in the Picture, Robert Evans asking himself questions. More executives like, "Did I make the right decision? Maybe. I think I did. Was it good? Maybe. I don't know. So high." Like, we need more people like that, just absolutely lunatics running the show.
I love that you and I have the same opinion. Yours is about Hollywood and mine is about baseball, which is, let him juice.
Oh, dude.
Dude, just fucking let him juice.
I want to see it.
That's what
this
I want to see.
If this is what they can do with a regulated amount of dosing, I want to see what they can do with unlimited. I want to see the untapped potential of the human body.
I want to see Barry Bonds come back.
From the dead.
Is he dead?
No, he's not.
Oh, thank God.
No, the fucking, there's a guy, I think in Australia, of course, like an Australian billionaire, wants to do, we might have talked about it on this show, but wants to,
we did.
I think we're for an always on. Yeah. It was an always on joke. There's an Australian billionaire who wants to have essentially like the juiced Olympics.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You can do as much fucking gear as you want and compete. And it's just like, okay.
I feel like
the enhanced Olympic Games. Right. Yeah.
I feel like if you do that, you actually find out who the real best athlete is.
Yeah.
It maximum potential unlocked.
There is no more excuses.
No.
Well,
you are all slider at 10 right now. Now it's just your innate skill.
Well, and the best part about that is it actually does test your true athleticism, because it not only does it like push your physical, like mental, like does it push your like ability to compete in a sport to the limit, so like weightlifting or whatever, but then you also have the uphill battle of fighting the grave, which is like clamoring for you. It's like, yeah, so like not only you're like, oh, I'm like lifting like 2,000 pounds, you're also, yeah, again, like fucking limboing under the Grim Reaper scythe constantly, because that shit destroys your body.
Oh, that'd be so sick.
But think about all the dingers.
They'd have to make a baseball field bigger. Like, they'd have to extend the...
But if you build it, they'll come.
Yeah.
They'll come geared up, dude.
That was one of the other bars in Cruising.
Yeah. If you built it, they'll come.
That's how that was on the marquee.
Oh, Marquis was the door guy.
Yellow hanky?
Left pocket.
Left pocket.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was I would definitely watch the enhanced games. It will never happen. I mean, that's essentially like, oh yeah, we're having the enhanced games. It's happening in Madagascar. Did I say Madagascar? I meant a smaller island. Did I say a smaller island? I mean like on my boat. Like in international waters. Like that's how it's gonna have to get, like, you know. It's gonna happen, you know, someone's gonna buy a decommissioned, like, Carnival cruise liner and have the Olympic Games, the enhanced games on that in international waters.
What would be the funnest game to watch at the enhanced Olympics? Oof. And remember, Olympic sports.
Yeah, okay.
Because, like, obviously football is the coolest.
That's the coolest sport overall.
That's the coolest, well, baseball's, football's the coolest.
I feel like you would see someone get dusted into a fine mist.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. I feel like even me now, this current size that I am, could probably tackle somebody so hard that they snap in half. But if I was geared up, Andrew's gone, decimated. Fine white powder that I'm feeding to a Hollywood exec to make Gremlins 5.
Yeah, make Gremlins 5. I would get like Thanos snapped.
Yeah.
That's what it would look like. Just turn into the ether. Okay, I'm gonna list Olympic sports.
Okay.
And we can,
we'll see what they're.
Gymnastics, meh. Swimming, meh. Golf.
Yeah, oh, kinda. Fuck yeah.
I want to see the ball explode.
Yeah.
I'm shooting here the whole Arizona.
Yeah. Ice hockey. Sure.
That's
mostly for the fight.
When the goons go.
Die.
Soccer, we are already watching that. Basketball, nah.
I feel like basketball would be a lot of heart attacks.
Yeah.
The luge.
Wait, what's the luge?
The thing where they push and they get in the ice and they go like.
I think that would actually be a detriment. Yeah. You'd just be heavier.
Your thighs would be so big you couldn't get in the fucking thing.
Softball, absolutely.
Yep.
Water polo, why not?
Again, for the fights when the gooners come out.
Weightlifting, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fencing.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, dude. I want to see somebody just fucking, like, stab a guy.
Just pierce through the armor?
Like a fucking cocktail umbrella through an olive. Just like, ah!
It becomes so real because after one, it's over. They're dead. It's gone.
Yep.
And they're so fast, probably.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now we're getting excited. Boxing? Again, I feel like that's kind of already what we're watching.
Yeah.
Volleyball, yes.
Think of how
high. I need to see.
I want to know how high a human being can jump.
And how high they can smash a ball down. Like, that ball goes through you like a cartoon, leaving like a perfect hole in your midsection.
That is, you've tapped into something here, because I feel like, I imagine all of these sports would look like they were anime.
Yeah,
what I was thinking.
Honestly, like, I want half of these to turn into, like, essentially Mortal Kombat fatalities. Like, I want to see most of these end in that result. Okay, so
I guess something important to remember is that murder hasn't been legalized in our weird thing. It's just that they can be geared up.
Yes, they can be absolutely juiced. So
you got to be careful.
You got to be careful, because if you tear a hole through somebody, that's a crime.
Yeah. Got to be cool. Got to be wiser.
Then you're gonna have an asterisk next to your record.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just holding a gold medal in your mugshot.
Golden cuffs.
Yeah. Table tennis. Absolutely.
Yeah, same reason as volleyball, honestly.
Honestly, yeah. Archery? Eh. Field hockey? Eh. Rowing? Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
I want to see a bunch of oiled up dudes go against like a carnival cruise ship and see who's fastest.
They're actually the ones powering the ship. It's just 25 roided up fucking...
going for it.
And the next Olympic sport, shooting, which I feel like this is a natural precursor to the other. Like, you do enough gear, yeah.
You're gonna have to have geared up. Olympic enhanced Olympics police force to take them out.
Yeah, exactly.
Once they're all roided up, who's gonna stop them?
Exactly. Yeah.
You.
the 50 meter dash to hide this dude's family from him. Sailing.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, because then it becomes like Survivor.
How?
Because they're gonna kill each other.
Tennis? Yeah.
You'd have to reinforce the rackets.
Tennis for the same reason. Table tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the same reason. Volleyball.
Perfect.
Ski jumping? I mean, what are we talking about? ski jumping? Skateboarding?
Okay, actually, I do want to see that.
Yeah.
Does being stronger mean you can ollie higher?
I think so.
You just snap boards and then you get real mad.
Yeah.
Does being strong make you a better skater? Because all the skaters I've ever seen are very small.
They're very slight.
It's a detriment.
Yeah, they look like Cody.
You don't want to be just absolutely jacked, I feel like.
No.
Judo? Sure.
Yep.
That's just like gymkata. That's just murder.
Yeah.
That's just kumite.
Yeah, it's just a kumite. Kumite. Badminton? No.
No.
Yes. No. Because it's even funnier. The thing is I don't know if you've played badminton.
You hit it so delicately.
The harder you hit it, the softer
worse,
it
yeah.
goes.
Yeah, the yeah. worse it is.
I want to see the strongest people possible just going, and then it just going. It's awesome.
Cross-country skiing? Nah. Curling?
Across which country?
That's right. Cross-country skiing is not just a name now. Now you have to ski across the country.
That is our country?
Our country.
'Tis of thee?
Sweet land.
Of liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think cross-country, no. Unless you do it that way. You have to ski across this great nation of ours. I think I have never heard of skeleton. What the fuck is that?
I think that's having a skeleton.
What is a skeleton?
Have you ever broke a bone?
Okay, hold on a second. Skeleton?
No.
A skeleton looks like the luge, only face forward and on a toboggan. That looks...
What the fuck?
Is it named after what you become?
Yeah. It's named after what all the only thing they can find at the
end of
the
God.
Track.
Oh my God.
That's the most horrifying
pile of bones.
Contraption I've ever seen.
Yeah. Baseball, of course. No question. That's surfing? Yeah.
What was that second one?
Surfing.
Surfing?
Surfing.
Nah.
I feel like, yeah, for the same reason as skateboarding.
Yeah, you're going to be so bad at
100% croquet. Juiced croquet.
The horses,
what's croquet?
It's the little, like, it's the little rings on the ground, and you have to, like, knock the
balls through the,
balls,
like,
the colored
arches.
Balls through the arches.
That's an Olympic sport?
That's what I was
Apparently,
feeling.
Apparently. This, according to the internet, it is. Taekwondo, of course.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
Because I said that things should be roided up like Hollywood detectives. Like Hollywood producers could be coked up to make weirder movies.
How do we get there?
Cruising.
We never left cruising. How long have we been talking?
20 minutes.
About what?
Nothing. Welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast. I'm your host, Armando Torres. Joining me as always is...
Andrew Rosas.
And...
me.
It's been a good day.
It's been fine.
I've had a great day. For reference, this is being filmed the day after we did our live stream, our April 1st, 21st birthday.
Yeah.
So during that day, I had about several Jell-O shots.
Okay. Yeah.
I and also had several Jell-O shots.
Several Jell-O
Actually,
shots?
I had one Jell-O shot. It just came in a pint glass.
which makes it one drink.
Yeah.
Someone dumped 8 Jell-O shots in a pint glass for you?
You know those old Jell-O molds that they used to make in the 50s where it's like big like that?
Yeah. Oh, it's like a bundt cake?
Yeah, I had a bundt cake yeah. shot. And it was mostly tequila.
Those things were strong. Who made those?
Shelby.
Oh, there you go. They were good. They did the trick. Yep. That was a fun live stream. You guys drank some disgusting shit.
I threw up
for real.
Yeah. You held bags of throw up near my head. There's a photo of it.
We did.
Yeah. Disgusting.
I told my partner that we posted pictures of that. Rooster Teeth posted pictures of that. And my partner said, I will no longer be checking your Instagram story in case you ever share it.
You know,
and I said, what if I promise not to share it? And they said, I don't believe you would.
You should just schedule it for some day in the future.
Yeah.
Just to go out.
When they forget?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In October.
Because love is a battlefield.
Pat Benatar.
Love is a battlefield. It's all about getting victories. And I'm gonna show her my throw.
You showed us your tooth.
Oh. I did show you the secret tooth.
Mondo has a secret tooth.
We have a hidden tooth.
Mondo has a secret tooth, guys.
And it's not where you think it'd be.
Where did we think it would be?
Probably my mouth.
Isn't it in your mouth?
Nope.
Mondo, it's gross. No, it's not gross.
He absorbed his twin in the womb.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
Because I have the 11 fingers.
And the multiple personalities.
And the multiple personalities and the two teeth. Anyway, Griff brought up a great point earlier today that we ate so many Jell-O shots that our poop was weird.
How immediately after these Jell-O shots did your poop get weird?
This morning.
Yeah.
Was it more gelatin?
In my defense, can I tell you what I ate yesterday?
In your defense, I'm going to allow it.
Jell-O shots and coffee. And
that's
then
it?
I had a handful of chips after. And then when I got home, I ordered Mexican food and I couldn't eat it because my tummy was hurting too much from all the sugar. So.
Your Honor, can I ask the defendant to explain how their poop was weird?
Blue.
It was blue.
It was mostly blue.
I took a poop that looked like Stitch. Do you think that's normal?
That's vile.
Welcome to the Rooster Teeth podcast.
A poop that looked like Stitch. Well, we got the episode title, that's for sure. God damn it. Fucking... Not since Beats have I been more scared.
Yeah.
When you're like, go to the bathroom the next day after eating beets, and you're like, I'm dying. Oh, right.
I've never had beets.
But really?
What is that, like a turnip?
Kind of. It's
kind
like
a turnip, honestly.
The taste is whatever, but you will 100% think that you have blood in your shit.
Oh.
It turns your shit like crimson red.
You know how they say beet red?
Yeah.
Like that.
What?
But it's your poop.
That's upsetting. Why would anyone eat that?
I don't know.
But it's all, I mean, I think they're delicious, but it is always a, like, quite, no matter how many times I do it, always quite alarming the next morning when it's like, just wipe my, what the fuck? Oh my God. All right. I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's blue. Insane. Wait. I'm sorry. We got to go back.
The Jell-O shots were blue.
I know that, but like, how can that move through your system that quickly?
I didn't have anything in my system. I didn't eat yesterday. Sometimes I come to work and I'm like, oh, I didn't have breakfast. I'll have to eat after work. And then I'm at work till 8 because we streamed and then we had a happy hour that ended up being like 3.5 hours.
You bring up a very good point, which is, I'm doing my Mondo impression. You bring up something very interesting, which is that I really feel like maybe not that long from now, 10 years, 15 years, we're all going to be part, we'll all get 15 cents from the class action lawsuit for food coloring. There's something about food coloring that feels like
sinister.
We should not be eating this at all. Like, it feels very,
like
very bad.
It doesn't get broken down and processed enough in
correct.
The body.
Correct. No. Exactly. The fact that it can go through and stain your shit blue
like
is not great.
The other day we filmed a It's a Choice episode. What's the holiday? I keep wanting to say
Patrick's
Ireland
Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Go Pats. They when we did the St. Patrick's Day episode, we had to drink green beer, But the way that they colored it was they thought, okay, beer yellow, add blue, make beer green.
Yeah.
So they added blue and it just made the beer blue.
Yeah, and every single site that I looked up the information said to just add blue dye.
Well, it didn't work. And so then they added green dye, which enough of it to make it green, but it came out looking like Baja Blast. Ooh. And I decided it would be such a fun idea to just chug it. And my mouth didn't get green, but let me tell you, partner, when I went to take a pee later, I thought I was turning into the Grinch. It was awful.
I think I used too much.
You did.
Funny enough, Shelby helped me make that too.
What? You think he cries it out?
You said you peed the Grinch, and I went, oh man, I peed Mike. And then my brain went, oh man, I peed out Mike Wazowski. And then I went, how does Mike Wazowski pee? He's just a ball.
He's just an eyeball.
He's just a damn eyeball.
You think it's trapped inside?
I think he cries it out.
That's what I said.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You think he cries it out?
I think so, yeah. Or he has like a cloaca, an unseen cloaca that he opens like a trap door.
I think it's his mouth.
Or it's like an owl. He vomits it out in like a pellet.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw an owl. I was on a bike ride the other night. There was an owl on the fucking telephone wire. It was beautiful. Beautiful creature.
See, when I go on bike rides, I only receive vultures on the telephone wire.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Whenever I would go on a bike ride, I see birds, but they're going,
because you don't wear a helmet?
Because I don't wear a helmet and I crashed and I died. I guess I didn't die. I got a serious head injury.
Have you ever had a concussion?
Yeah, probably.
How?
What do you mean how?
From what?
I think I got one, but I don't know for sure because we didn't go to the doctor after a particular bad hit in a football game.
CTE.
I was going to say, yeah. if you've been up in that...
I feel angry at you guys right now.
Why?
Violent anger.
Oh no. What? The gray matter in his brain.
Oh no.
Study me. Anyway.
Harry Potter's.
I got hit in the head a couple of times. What about you? Have you?
I don't think so. I don't think I've gotten bashed hard enough. I've taken some spills, but I don't think I've gotten
I've gotten
beamed hard enough, I think to issue one. But
somebody get me a moon ball.
Somebody get me a hermetically sealed surgical medical bat that I can bash Andrew over the head with. No, yeah, I don't think I've taken. Oh, there we go. A ducky. Mondo, you know what? I didn't think you were right, but I think you're right. This is going to be the most unintelligible episode of this show.
You want to try it again?
This one's a weird one. No.
This episode of the Rooster Teeth Podcast is sponsored by Tyco. All right, picture this situation. You just got home from work after a long day of work, and you've exhausted all of your creativity. One more time. This episode of the Rooster Teeth Podcast is sponsored by Tyco. All right, picture this situation. You just got home after a long day of work, you've exhausted all of your creativity, and you want nothing more than to just relax on the couch, maybe pop a brewski. However, you get a message from work, and they need your input on an important project that you thought was already done with. Well, have no fear, because with Tyco, you can shrug those responsibilities off and onto your definitely better coworkers, Tyler and Cody. That's right, the best budget tracking, resource gathering, ad writing, naysaying, cast sourcing, calendar making, note-taking producers that you ever did see. Hey, you, watching this ad, are you looking to hire a couple of donk producers? Let me hit you up about my man, Tyler. Mm-hmm. Personal experience about Tyler.
Yeah.
Give a personal experience about Tyler.
He 3D printed the very real guns they're using, right?
Keep looking at the prompter.
I'm going. Working with Tyler has been a dream come true. because he is professional and a pleasure to be around. Yeah. I love him. And of course, we can't forget about Cody. Ew. No.
Shut the fuck up, Cameron.
Cody Hawkins, his real name, is the most hireable and experienced member of this team. Please give him a job.
Please. Thank you.
I guarantee that if you work with Tyco, you will have a smooth production experience. God. These are professionals of the highest regard and will lift your project to the next level. There is nothing disparaging I can say about Tyler and Cody. They are the best. I love them, and I wish Cody would play Overwatch with me more regularly.
I will, dude. Of course I will.
He's very good at it. Like, have you seen his Reinhardt play? He got my back both at work and while pushing Gibraltar. I also owe him $20 from poker night. And should pay him right now. I owe you $10. $20. Andrew.
All right, let's take it from the top.
Welcome to the Rooster Teeth Podcast. I'm your host, Armando Torres. Joining me as always is
Andrew Rosas for one more ride.
I've never seen Groundhog Day.
What?
I saw The Matrix for the first time this week.
What is the, what, how did, what do you, what, hold on, are they, are, were those the top of your, like, have to watch list?
No, I haven't, well, obviously not, I still haven't seen Groundhog Day.
Yeah, but you just watched The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you watch The Matrix?
Because I never saw it.
That's, but why now?
It's a very good question.
I mean, I kind of get Groundhog Day because it came out of like, well, I don't know. It, just judging by like when you grew up and your age, The Matrix should have been inescapable. Like it should have been so hard not to watch The Matrix.
We, like McDonald's Happy Meals had Matrix toys.
Yeah.
Like I brought a Happy Meal and they were just, inside was a loaded gun.
Yeah. And there was that tie-in with McDonald's with Groundhog Day, too. They give you an alarm clock that plays Sonny and Cher that you can smash every morning then put back together. That was the toy.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And every time you went through the drive-thru, there would just be another end of the drive-thru. It would trap you inside, and you would perpetually go through the drive-thru.
Some people still there.
Yeah, but they will charge you every time.
Many such cases. Yeah, I don't know. I just, it was a, okay.
Sorry. just thought of a... It's not of a Mexican dude named Manny Such Cases.
Manny Such Cases. Manny Such Cases.
Well, speaking of thinking of when you're talking about cruising.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you were explaining the hanky coat thing. All I was picturing was just like a gay clown who just kept pulling out a long thing of handkerchiefs.
Man, this guy does everything.
sorry.
But if you want to see what I'll do, you got to pull him out of there.
Honka, honka.
Just fucking essentially a human floss. Gross. Folks, is this good? I don't know. I don't know what this is. It's the second to last episode, but it's really silly.
What's going on?
We're getting
thumbs up. That's good.
How long have we been recording for?
Probably like 30 minutes.
Are you serious?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you serious? Okay, no, guys, right. Focus up.
Because I felt, I guess so. All right.
I thought we were done.
Huh. Wait, no, how long have we been recording?
Like 30 minutes.
I feel like
it's
we've been doing
312.
This for, I feel
we
like we've been doing this for
at like
2 hours. Oh, no.
It doesn't help Armando if
he's
starting the show. All
right, ready?
Maybe that's it. Okay.
Welcome to the only podcast that just discovered Delta 8. It's the Rooster Teeth Podcast.
Yeah!
Woo! I am your host, Armando Torres, and with me, as always, is...
Ned Ryerson. No, Andrew Rosas. It's a Groundhog Day reference, which is interesting because we are doing this episode in a loop again and again and again.
Again and again and again. We've restarted 9 times.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah.
And nice. Trying desperately to cling to the earth, it is Griff Melton.
It's me.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
I'm doing all right, you know? All things considered, this company is shutting down. Cody is about to have a conniption. No, I'm doing okay. You know, all things considered, like I said, this company's coming to an end. We've got one more episode of this show.
Thankfully, it's not this one.
And thank God it's not this
one. Super glad it's not this one.
You know what? We were, so full disclosure, we're taping this after we taped the final episode. We filmed these out of order. And so you'll see the last episode which we taped earlier today, which is very sweet and heartfelt. And we have like strong opinions and like, you know, strong emotions. And it's very, very touching. I went on a couple of high rants, apparently, allegedly, in Minecraft. And it was a lot of fun. And then this one, which we're filming afterwards, is completely off the rails and so silly. And we were worried that we shouldn't have recorded them in this order. And I'm glad we recorded them in this order.
Yeah.
Now, in hindsight, mm-hmm. I'm super glad.
Welcome to the only show that just discovered Delta 9. It's the Rooster Teeth Podcast. And I'm your host, Armando Torres. Joining me, as always, is...
Here again, Andrew Rosas.
And Gus.
Oh, man.
God.
I wish he was still with us.
Yeah. How you guys doing?
I mean, all things considered, I'm doing pretty okay. This company's coming to an end, and... Yeah, and I actually, like, I don't know if you know this, but we taped the actual last episode yesterday. And,
Welcome to the only show that just discovered what Delta 9 is. It's the RT Podcast. I'm your host, Armando Torres, and with me, as always, is...
Is the legally indemnified Andrew Rosas.
And...
I found the Cody.
Oh!
Hey!
What the fuck?
He just materialized here.
Were you here last time?
No.
Something happened. They've changed something. That's a reference from The Matrix. I just saw it for the first time.
Oh!
Something. I don't know why I was here.
He's a glitch.
That's probably fine, right?
Yeah.
He's a part of us now.
Yeah, but I'm pretty good, all things considered. Like, you know. The company's coming to an end, and you know, you might not know this, but we filmed this episode's kind of out of order. The last episode that we're doing, we filmed this morning, and we filmed them out of order, and we were worried that filming them out of order would be weird.
But it was actually...
It's for the best.
It's for the best.
Yeah.
And I'm glad we didn't film them in that order.
You guys seen Cruising?
Mm-hmm.
We watched it together.
Oh, that's right. Hanky Code.
Yeah.
No.
It was the funniest joke of all time, and it is unrepeatable. That's my favorite thing about it.
Can I raise a grievance with you guys?
Yeah.
That's an actual complaint that I have that I want an answer on. How come every goddamn day that I work here, somebody loads up the entire break room fridge with an entire layer of Dr. Pepper? And by the end of the day, every single day, it is gone. They put out like 40 Dr. Peppers, which I'm led to believe is like over 90 flavors, right? And they're just fucking gone by the end of the day. How many people drink Dr. Pepper, and how many Dr. Peppers are you people drinking?
Well, the average...
This is one, that's two. I have maximum. I will have 2 Dr. Peppers a week. There's one day I'll come in and I'll have like 2 Dr. Peppers.
Well, you gotta remember that it is the tastiest soda in the fridge.
That
and
is
also,
true.
Because there's
that or Coke Zero.
New Coke Zero, which tastes like shit.
Else good in there.
Canada Dry.
that
orange juice,
that dirt tea that people like for some reason, that tastes like a fistful of the earth.
I do like the dirt tea. Oh, the steez, no. I like the
all of the tea, all, every tea.
Shit green tea. What happened to the good green tea?
You mean the one in the green bottle?
Terrible. Why is he up there?
No,
he wasn't up there last time.
He's our elf on the shelf.
Yeah. Get ready for Cody on the Lodi.
I was going to say Cody on the Lodi bearing beam.
That's pretty good. Mm.
Lodi, parentheses, bearing beam. Yeah, I'm doing pretty well, all things considered, you know. This company's coming to an end.
I was trying to take this pillow to hit you with, and it's sewn to the fucking, it's sewn
Griff,
to the couch.
It's not. You just have no arm strength right now. You're off that.
You're off that weak pack.
You're off that. Off that. Yeah.
Oh no.
Wouldn't it be crazy?
We didn't make it back from Qantas Tacos. We're sitting there on a park bench right now.
Wouldn't it be crazy if I called the cops right now? Just not everyone in general.
All right. Seriously though.
We gotta get it together.
Okay, let's get it together.
Welcome to your favorite show. It's the RT Podcast. I am your host, Armando Torres, and joining me as always is...
the very much here, Andrew Rosas.
And...
I'm Bernie Burns, and I have some grievances about the post office.
That's right, folks. RT's going postal. And this episode is very good. Oh, man. I can't wait until it's the time of year where it's acceptable to mostly just be in water.
Ooh. So you mean like April through December in Texas?
Yeah.
May
11th onwards. Ooh, boy, howdy. The moment this place shuts down and I'm just like that brief period where I just get to be...
fun employed.
Free bird.
Mm. Oh my God. Continue. Sorry.
No, continue.
No.
He can't.
Please.
Please, go
You're
ahead.
You're free as a bird.
No, go ahead.
Sorry, I just had a powerful thought, a powerful realization that I hadn't realized. Mm. That this place will no longer be, okay, I'm gonna, here, full disclosure. This place, this office, and this bathroom has come in so clutch when headed home from the east side. And I don't think I'm gonna make it. And I've had to whip into this studio and use the bathroom because I'm not
Shane's
gonna...
giving a thumbs
yes!
up from
yes!
back.
My bathroom away from home. This was it. If I was like, this is gonna be a if I get home, it's gonna be a photo finish. But I can leisurely sling the whip into this parking lot, beep, beep, get into the door and use the bathroom here. That is going away. That's what I'm most sad about. Fuck! I'm not gonna miss any of you freaks. It's the bathroom I'm gonna miss. It's the bathroom. The
It already is like that. We can't come in on the weekends, and we can't come in past 5.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
No, they're closing off our cards.
No.
You mean now?
Yeah, now.
Because we're the only one that's stealing.
Well, right, but like we already have limited access, so that's... it's gonna get worse.
Well, I stick a rock in the door every day, so that way it can't close.
Yeah, I taped the lock in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that way I can come in.
I signed it,
Cody H. Which door?
Did you yeah. Signed the tape. Yeah. It's airtight. I'm gonna miss this place as a emergency bathroom.
Yeah, Texas doesn't really have a lot of emergency bathrooms. Mm-hmm. I was just telling somebody about this, about how in California, anytime I'm on the road and I need to poop now, I just look up the nearest Denny's. I think you guys have two Denny's.
Yeah. And they're, yeah, and they feel like bathrooms, the whole thing.
Yeah,
it's rough. No, that God, because like everyone knows this feeling. I don't know. Maybe your bodies do this too. My body, maybe not my mind. Oh, but on some subconscious level, my body knows when I'm near a clean, accessible bathroom, and will just start the process of needing to go.
Have you remember the okay?
What? What's wrong?
I'm laughing at your concept.
Your concept is very funny. On a, I think it might have been a test episode of the RT podcast, I talked about how sometimes when I need to poop and I get close to a toilet, a countdown clock. Yeah, it's that, just the idea that the countdown clock begins and my body gets dangerously close to just melting down, like Chernobyl.
Okay. You're right. That might have been from our test episode of this show.
It turns every single time I have to get to the bathroom into a dangerous situation where America almost declares war on Russia.
It's DEFCON 1 situation.
Yeah. And Russia is the shit inside of my body, and America is my pants. And they are dangerously close to invading time.
Yeah, it's a real Bay of Pigs down there.
Yeah.
No, yeah, well, you know, RIP this bathroom. RIP using this bathroom on the way home from kind of tropical, which has happened a few, yeah. Never forget. This place is gonna, oh gosh.
Cody, although, how often do you poop here?
Well, not right now. So, I don't know, that angle was really strange. I'm not mic'd.
That's right, he's not mic'd. So, yeah. Shut, I'm gonna get you.
Stab, you passed me one of those
stab,
pillows.
I'm gonna get you. Yeah. I'm gonna fix you. I'm gonna fix you good. Are they all fixed?
This is like dorm furniture.
No, they're not sewn on. You guys are just weak. See, watch.
Oh.
I thought you were gonna rip the couch apart.
Would you consider yourself gullible? Are you a gullible person?
I'm very trusting.
Are you very trusting?
Yeah.
Would you consider yourself gullible?
Probably.
I like to believe the best in people.
I mean, we got fucking owned by that Tyco shit.
Yeah.
So we have no room to talk.
That's it, yeah.
That was 10 minutes ago, by the
way. Wait, yeah. How long have we been recording?
About 25 minutes.
Okay, cool, okay. Sick. Now, would you consider yourself a gullible person?
He's thinking about doing it. He's trying to see if it's still funny. He's trying to see if it's going to be funny one more time.
I'm sorry. I'm picking up some gears grinding on the mic that is the ones inside Mondo's head, testing the boundaries.
Welcome to... No.
I mean, I'm doing okay, all things considered. You know, I mean, the company's come to an end. And, Yeah. I don't know, I like to think, what's so funny is like, I had this conversation recently, I like to think that I mean, I've worked in comedy for 15 years, and so like, I make jokes all the time, but then if somebody tells me something that is
And they posit it as being real and serious, I'm like, okay.
Exactly, and they posit it as being like serious, or don't say it in a joking way, I'm just like, okay. And they're like, dude, I was joking. I was like, oh, sorry. I just like take everybody at face value, even though like I'm just surrounded by fucking jokers. I'm just surrounded by clowns. But I like, when it comes to like personal relationships, I'm just very trusting. So I don't know.
Mondo, are you okay?
But yeah, Mondo's like looks like he's about to have a conniption fit.
I'm fine.
Has he had the megaphone the whole time?
No, he has not. I watched them come out, bring out the megaphone and hand it to him.
He didn't have a megaphone last time.
No, he did not. This is a new iteration.
I've had it.
Oh, now he's mic'd up.
It doesn't work. Oh, there we go.
Hey.
Now I'm mic'd.
There you go.
Sick.
Do you guys think you're gullible people?
Remember when you said you were going to call the police in the second cycle?
It's happened now.
It's happened.
Wow.
The prophecy.
Has come true.
So what's your guys' totem down here on the fourth level?
Empty can of Dr. Pepper.
An empty can of Dr. Pepper.
Well, no, where's mine?
Griff's not real.
What's your totem? Is it your orange coffee? Is your orange coffee? Oh, there it is. What's my totem? What's in my pocket? Oh, it's my sunglasses. Here we go.
Your Shady Rays.
My Shady Rays.
I forgot this entire time that you've been wearing another person's prescription
glasses. Those are my
glasses.
Yeah, these are great. These are great. You can barely say I'm wearing them, but you know what? I'm gonna get a pair of these. I think I like these.
Aldi, I buy direct.
I like these. I like this look.
You shouldn't.
You were absolutely right. Should have gone with the round frames for my face.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a good look. You look like
I love it. It looks so good.
Thank you, Cody.
Doesn't he look like the son of one of the Beatles?
Which one?
A Lennon.
Like all of them.
Like all of them.
They all look the same.
Yeah, they all kind of look the
same. I look like the son of all of the Beatles put together.
Yeah.
We took all of their DNA, mixed it together. It basically only got consumed by George and John. And then it made this.
I mean, yeah, right here. Doom, 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 doom.
Oh, no, wait, you don't play music. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't play music. No.
You're a DJ.
Oh, can you imagine the level of disappointment?
See?
Can you imagine? Okay. I didn't even.
Oh, the DJ.
Oh, I didn't even mean to do it.
Right, let's wrap it up.
Well, we've only been recording for like 30 minutes.
30 minutes. Yeah, but this is kind of slow.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to try one more time.
Okay. Hold on. And action.
Welcome to the only podcast that gets it right in one take. It's the RT Podcast. I am your host, Armando Torres. Joining me, as always, is...
Pretty good, all things considered.
I don't know anymore.
The completely catatonic, disassociated...
I don't know who I am
down
anymore.
A K-hole.
You know at the beginning of the game, super hot?
Yeah.
Or if you want, how you have to, like, when you want to start the game for real.
Wait, what?
Have you never played Super Hot?
No, what the hell is that?
Oh, it's like this, it's this game, but they made a VR version where it's like, they call it the John Wick simulator, so it's like a shooting game, and anytime you move, the enemy moves.
But if you're standing still, time stands still.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like you can dodge bullets and throw stuff in front of bullets and... That's what it sounds like.
That's what that sounds
like.
But
you play through a tutorial at the beginning. But if you want to play the full game, the last level of the tutorial is just you in an empty white abyss, and there's a gun in front of you. And you have to shoot yourself in the head to start the game.
Jesus Christ!
And we're asking if you think that's how our world works.
That's how I think our world works.
To get here, to do this.
Yeah.
Or
to get out.
I watched The Matrix for the first time this week.
Clearly you did. Clearly you did. Having a, like, lowercase e existential crisis.
The movies, it holds up.
How would you know if it holds up? You didn't see it back then.
Can I tell you that for my other show, Cult Podcast, we did an April Fool's Day episode.
Mm-hmm.
Every year we do an April Fool's Day episode where we cover a fake cult and pretend like it's a real cult. And in the past, we used to just trick our audience. And then we started getting people like Blaine on, because Blaine, during the pandemic, binged the show and was like, every time I got to an April Fool's Day episode, I forgot that you did those, and I fucking hated it every single time.
Mm.
So, of course, we invited him on the show to trick him. Most recently, we just tricked Griff.
Yeah.
We had Griff on the show, and we had first considered having Andrew on, but then realized Andrew might know too much about movies.
He knows every movie.
So then we got Griff on and did the cult from the second Indiana Jones movie. The Kali Ma cult?
Yeah.
And totally fooled her.
I didn't understand what was happening until Paige was like, and that's just the cult from Indiana Jones. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, they were in the movie? Like, they based the cult in there? And I had no idea. It was, I got almost as hard as we got earlier.
By Tycho.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Say hello to Kali in hell. Like, weird.
Is that in the movie?
It is.
Okay.
And Harrison Ford makes a very weird, like, face when he goes, in hell. Like, he's like, over-enunciates in hell. Show the clip.
Can we pull that clip real quick?
He over-enunciates in hell, and it's like one of those images that sticks with me forever. Will stick with me forever.
I think we need to give movie makers more cocaine so they can make movies like that again.
That's really good.
That is a great idea.
That's actually like this other thought I had about bringing Barry Bonds back. Rest in peace.
Is he dead?
Yep.
Guys.
Folks.
Chums.
Buddy.
Friends.
Pals.
My guy.
My guy, my dudes.
Homies.
There's one I can say.
Dogs. Which one can you say?
Which one can she say?
Yeah.
Bros.
Nice.
Yeah, that's it. All right.
All right, my wetbacks. Let's get the hell out of here.
And cut.
Welcome to the only show that could say that. I'm Armando Torres.
I'm Andrew Rosas.
And I've had a great time doing this.
And we'll see you next week. Now let's do the real one.
Yeah.
Let's do the real one, yeah.
Was that anything?